And it's a Getaway Friday, Friday, Valentine's Day, 2020, 2014, 2020. You know, I had this great line earlier on, pickup lines for Valentine's Day. And you can only use this year, and it's all gone, and I didn't send anybody a card.
I know, I heard it.
Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Tell people what it was.
Oh, I mean, I can't say it exactly how you said it.
Yeah, what I said, and this just came right off the top of my head when I was having the conversation with Michelle and Abby earlier on. I said...
Hold on, do I get to tell mine after you tell yours?
Well, go ahead, you tell it first.
No, it
takes me a minute to think of mine.
No,
go ahead.
Okay, so I heard this one earlier. Can I tie your shoes, Scott?
Do you have to answer that?
Yeah, can I tie your shoes?
What if my shoes are already tied?
Can I tie your shoes for you?
Sure.
Because I don't want you falling for anybody but me.
Ooh. If that doesn't get you in the mood, nothing will. No, the 2020 one is great. Because you could... Guys usually do the pickup lines. Guys out there right now, you still have time to use this.
Yeah, that sounds so weird coming from me.
What?
I would never do that.
Well, girls don't usually do pickup lines.
That felt like very weird coming out of my mouth.
Well, you tried to say it. Kind of.
I was trying to make it work.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
The library card line one is the best.
Oh, yeah.
I love the library card one. But look that one up because I think we screwed it up this morning. But okay. I love the library card pickup line. But I said for 2020, what you can say is, you can say... Happy Valentine's Day, because it's 2020, and with perfect vision. No, what did I say earlier on? Now, God, I was much more smooth in the morning.
I don't know.
Oh, I know what it was. Happy Valentine's Day, 2020, and with this year being 2020, I can see with perfect vision that you are the love for me. That's what you say.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Do you have a library card?
I love this. Do you have a library? Go ahead.
Because I've been checking you out.
Bam! That is the best line ever.
Oh, man.
Because kids have no idea what that means. Now checking something out at the library, what's that? That's like a payphone.
Right.
Forget about it.
Here's some... Here I am. What are your other two wishes? Baby. If you were words on a page, you'd be fine print.
Ooh, that's kind of clever.
I want someone to call in and use a pickup line.
That's clever.
Yeah. If you have any pickup lines, call in. You got to say the number.
Oh, do I? 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. If you've got a pickup line, go ahead and lay it on us. But it better be good, and nothing perverse. It's got to be clean. We want something you could use on the playground.
Do you know CPR? Because you're taking my breath away.
That's lame. Lame-o. And by the way, if you do call in with a pickup line, I'm going to judge it. And if it's lame, I'm going to tell you it's lame.
Oh, this one's funny. My love for you is like diarrhea. I just can't hold it in.
See, that is a pickup line that ain't going nowhere.
If someone said that to me, I'd be like, ew.
That's gross. That is a gross pickup line.
Are you a bank loan? Because you got my interest. Oh, man.
That's kind of weak. I don't like that one. I don't know.
Oh, this one's kind of sweet. Life without you is like a broken pencil. Pointless.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Life is like a broken...
Oh, here's one that a girl can say. Feel my skirt. Know what it's made of?
I know the punchline to this, so go ahead.
Boyfriend material.
There you go. I've heard that before.
Oh, man.
I don't think a girl would want to say that, though, would she?
I wouldn't. I mean...
No, but no, that doesn't make sense for a girl, does it? My skirt is made of boyfriend material?
Yeah.
A guy would want to say that. He'd say...
Oh, maybe. No, because... Oh, it says feel my shirt. I didn't even read it right.
Feel my skirt. It was an Irish person. It was a kilt.
I can't read. Oh.
Well, that Alabama connect the dots.
I wish I were cross-eyed so I could see you twice.
Boo. 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 That's bad.
Do you believe in love at first sight, or should I walk by again?
Wouldn't that be love at second sight?
Yeah.
If you walk by again? Kind of lame.
Do you like raisins? How do you feel about a date?
Ah, that's clever. That's clever.
Oh.
Some are okay.
Yeah.
How do you feel about raisins? Oh, now here's an interesting. This has nothing to do with Valentine's Day, except it happened on The Bachelor. Do you ever watch The Bachelor?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, see, I never saw it.
I actually just caught up yesterday.
I've never seen this show. Oh. Okay, so this will be good for you. This is a good topic.
Okay.
Apparently, there was some job shaming going on The Bachelor.
I heard this earlier, too.
Yeah, it's like a big repeat for you today.
Well, because a job came to my mind, but I don't know if I can say it.
A job came, like what?
Like job.
What's the job?
An exotic dancer.
Oh, you think that'd be shamed?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. I don't think so. Depends on, no, I don't think so.
Yeah,
not like a garbage person. Not like,
Oh, yeah, but I mean, like, it's shamed sometimes.
Well, it depends on why you're doing it. Now, if you're doing it for money, yeah. If you're doing
most
it...
Most people do, though.
No. Some people like to do it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, that's the kind I'm talking about, though. The ones that do it just for money.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
That's borderline...
But we're job-shaming them.
Well, no, we're moral-shaming them. We're not... No, because the job, if you're doing it because you like to do that, fine. You can have that job. But I don't know why people do job shame. But that's what one of the people who was trying to get a date with Bachelor Boy was doing. They were job shaming the other girl.
Yeah, his name's Peter.
I
He's a pilot.
I don't. All I know about that show is
My mom texts me. My stepdad is a garbage man. He picks up
recycling listening? Though. Your mother's listening?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, mother. My mom would never listen to this show.
You know what it just reminded me of?
What's that?
That Charmin commercial. Or it's not even a Charmin commercial. Oh my gosh.
I've never even met your mother.
I know.
But I feel like I know her. Because she was in the background one day.
Oh, yeah.
I was on the phone with you.
Yeah. Do you remember that commercial?
Why are you trying to rush this? I'm trying to tell a story here. Why are you rushing me?
Okay, listen to me. Because I was in the middle of something.
Oh, boy.
Do you remember that commercial for K9 Advantix?
I have no idea
where
what?
The K9
Advantix?
Yeah, the flea commercial?
No.
It's like, hello, mother. Hello, father.
You know what? I've
Fleas
heard that.
Ticks, mosquitoes.
No, here's the thing. You know, one
when
day...
When you said hello, mother, it just reminded me, like, I got that whole song
you
in
did,
my head.
You did a pet peeve of mine one day. You had me on the speakerphone.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I did not know that I was on the speakerphone.
I was doing my hair.
Well, why didn't you say you're on the speakerphone? You should warn people about that sort of thing.
Hold on. In my defense... When I was talking to you, I was the only person in the room. My mom walked in.
Okay, do you remember this?
Because she wasn't even at my house at
We've
first.
Never talked about this, but I'm going to tell you how PO'd I was about this whole situation. Because I was on the speakerphone, and I've never met your mom.
Yeah.
I've only heard good things.
Yeah.
And I did not realize I was on the speakerphone. And I've never heard your mom's voice, so I don't know who this is.
Yeah.
And you're talking to me, and it was about a play. There was a play going on or something that night. Wasn't there? Christmas play?
Yeah.
Okay. So your mom walks into the room, and I don't realize she's walked in. And then you say, like as a tip-off to her, I guess, you say, hey, Scott's on the phone, or something like that. It was something to that effect, which I heard. So I thought, oh, somebody else just walked into the room. Thank you for sending me a tip. So now I know somebody else, but I don't know who it is because I don't know. They know who I am. I don't know who they are. I don't know who's in the room. And the voice comes on, and I've never heard the voice, and the voice said something like, no, I said, hey, how are you? And they said, well, getting ready to go to the Christmas program. And yeah. I thought it was your daughter.
Oh.
And so I said something kind of snide like, oh, I bet that's a lot of fun. And then I found out it was your mother who was in there. I would have never said that to your mother.
Oh, No.
That's what happened. That is that. Tell me that's not the true story.
No, it is true. I remember I was going to Austin's Christmas program.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because nobody, you weren't thrilled to go because, you know, it's the same thing every year with little kids' mm-hmm. Christmas programs. And I would not have said that to your mother. But I thought like a 14, 15, 16-year-old girl probably doesn't want to go watch a Christmas program. But a grandmother probably does.
Oh, she probably doesn't. I'm just kidding. Oh, that was so funny.
That was a bad first comment, and we've never talked since.
There's a reason. I'm just
There's
kidding.
There's a reason. There's kidding. A reason.
Oh.
But that was funny. I remember that very well.
Yeah. That was funny.
But The Bachelor, you know, so did you see the job shaming episode?
I think I fell asleep.
Okay. Well, no, here's...
But you know what? That, I will say this. That really irritates me when any of the girls or guys, when it's, you know, The Bachelorette, go and shame another person for anything or just talk badly about them. If you, personally, my opinion, if you want to, like, make this person fall in love with you, then you should be able to...
Don't go on television.
Well, yeah, first of all, that's true. But you should be able to talk good about yourself and let them get to know you. It shouldn't matter how anybody else is. Because you should want them to fall in love with you for you, not fall in love with you because you're what's left out of all the bad.
Well, here's, I think I get job shamed.
Why?
Well, because I work other places, but here.
My mom said she didn't think you were rude, but she's going to bed.
Oh, well, good night. Good night. Have a good night. But, what was I talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, job shaming.
Yeah, job shaming.
Yeah, because I have other jobs in this one, and when people realize it's me out in the public, when they do, they always do this thing, like, why are you here? I always feel like, I mean, that's what they, and sometimes they'll say that.
Ugh, I've been in public with you.
What's wrong with that?
It's annoying.
Why?
Why? Because it's like, we could go into a store that should take like 2 seconds and it's going to take 30 minutes because we're going to get stopped by 20 different people that say hi to you and I'm just standing there like, oh, is that the person?
Oh, tell the story. Tell the podcast story.
Yeah, I was at the store.
I love this. This is a good story.
I have no idea who this person was, but I was at the store and this person comes up to me. Are you the girl that does the podcast with Scott Spears? And I was like... Yeah, so I have sad. A name.
That's so sad.
I have a name. My name's Bailey.
Yeah, well.
I'm glad you know what I look like, but.
You got ticked off. It was Christmas Eve. We went to the store. For mm-hmm. you, wasn't for me.
Yeah.
We went to the store, and
to
because,
get pie.
Because I got stopped by a couple people, you got bent out of shape.
No, I didn't get bent out of shape.
Yeah, you
I
used
was
a
just...
bad word.
I did, but I was just annoyed. Like, I just wanted to, it was Christmas Eve, I just wanted to get in and get out. I wanted ice cream, I wanted pie. I was hungry. I was hangry.
I have to stop and talk to my people.
Ugh, I know. But now they just know me as your people.
Well, you're one of my creations now.
Ugh.
So no matter what you ever do, you always have to pay credit and homage to me. Because I was the first one to put you on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't?
No, you didn't.
Were there other people lining up?
Yep. I get offers all the time. Just kidding. No. Just kidding.
Well, here's another Bachelor. I didn't do this one earlier on because none of them watch The Bachelor. And okay. I don't watch The Bachelor, so I don't know anything about it. But last year, you would have loved Charlie and me last year on The Exchange because we talked a lot about The Bachelor. Because none of us watched it, so it was really like we'd pull the story off and read it and do the thing. But last year they had,
Colton.
Yes, The mm-hmm. Virgin Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
And we did so many stories on that because that was the biggest load of baloney I've ever heard in my life.
You think so?
Yeah, because... This year, one of the things, the new Bachelor is not doing the ratings that Virgin Bachelor did last year. And so now they're thinking, well, what's going on here?
They should have had Tim Tebow before he got married.
Well, he's not a virgin either. These people all lie. I know that guy was lying because I saw him on a magazine and he was not a bachelor. He was not a virgin. First of all, virgins don't go in on television to the Bachelor House.
Well,
that's the biggest... anybody who believed that really was a mental patient. Honest to God.
I mean, that might be true.
I mean, did you believe it? Somebody who watches The Bachelor?
I didn't know. I mean...
We don't know for sure, but yeah. I mean, do you really believe that a guy who saved his virginity...
But you know what? Honestly, though, like, for instance, I watched both, okay? When Colton was on, he didn't, like, kiss the girls. He didn't do any of that, really. Like, he did after a while, but Peter has, like, kissed every single one of them. Like, he made out with all of them the first night, pretty much.
Well, but he could still be a virgin and make out with them.
Yeah, but, I mean, no, he was just...
So you think this guy was totally inexperienced? Colton, he had never kissed a girl? He had never done anything?
No, I think he kissed a girl, but I think that he was less experienced than the new one.
I believe he...
I don't know.
I believe it was a ratings ploy.
I mean, it's possible.
It worked.
Yeah.
Because everybody wanted to
see
it.
That's honestly why I watched it.
Right. And that's why you always thought one of these, I don't know what they were.
Yeah.
Girls?
Well, that's why I watched it. And that's actually the season that I started watching. I started watching it because of that. And then I liked the girl, Hannah Brown. And then she was the Bachelorette. And I liked her because she was from Alabama. She was Miss Alabama.
I don't know any of these stories, but I know that this show, obviously...
I'm honestly not even that interested in this season.
This right here is love today. This is what love's about. Get 17 women in a house and one guy and a lot of chapstick and see what happens. This is not how you do it.
I love it, though, when they're all like, crying. Oh, he's supposed to love me. He says he has feelings for me and he's kissing another girl. And I'm like, y'all are all dating the same dude. Like, come on. You think he's
How
not telling...
How attached do they get with all those TV cameras there?
And I looked up and they're only there for like 60 days.
Oh, I couldn't even...
Yeah. Like, all that's done in like 60 days.
Like 60 minutes is all I could take. I'd be out of that place.
Jeez, you might get eliminated first night.
Oh, I would hope to get eliminated the first night. Living with all those people and all that stuff going on.
I'm really disappointed nobody called in with a pickup line.
Well, maybe people aren't picking people up tonight. But yeah, the ratings went down, so they probably have to find another virgin. Or just make it up like they did last time.
Yeah.
You know, you think it's interesting, though?
I mean, don't know who they're going to pick out of these girls because I don't like any of them. Like, usually first night, I can pick one that I like. And no. I was like, I could care less about any of these girls to win.
I don't even know what the show is. I didn't even know his name was Robert.
His name's Peter.
Well, that's up. But
and he's a pilot.
Peter the pilot.
And he has a big gash on his forehead now because he hit it on a golf cart.
Ooh, while filming. That's good TV. that's good TV right there.
Yeah.
And I remember they brought that Bachelor when that show was over,
Colton.
Name? Colton. And then asked him if now, mm-hmm. you know, if he was...
And he wouldn't answer.
He wouldn't answer. Now, why?
Mm-hmm. I do like the girl that he picked, though.
Was that shame? He was shamed. He was shamed.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Because he knew.
Yep.
He knew he'd lied to America for 10 months or 60 mm-hmm. days or whatever it is. But that went on and on and on. That was on every TV show. It was on every radio. You couldn't get away from that story.
Here, I got one sent to me.
Go ahead.
Can you take me home? I forgot where I live. Take me back to your house.
That's a pickup line?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Would you take someone home?
What was the line again? That sounded so convoluted. What was it?
Can you take me home?
Can you take me home?
I forgot where I live. Take me back to your house.
Ooh. I don't know. That's a rough one. I think that's like the Me Too movement. I think you could be thrown in jail for that one now.
I don't know.
For a pickup line? Because a pickup line is like I just met you, right?
Yeah, but that's a thing now. You're not actually like... Most people just go home on the first night.
Yeah, but you don't start out by saying that, do you?
What do you think Tinder's for?
Tinder? Not yeah. Tinder.
Tinder.
It's not a piece of meat. Tinder. No, it's Tinder.
Tinder.
I didn't know what Tinder was till this past summer.
It's just
somebody
like
came up to me and said, are you on Tinder?
Like
I said, what
site.
Is that?
It's just like a hookup site.
Really? It's not about dating.
I mean, like, I guess you can meet someone to date on there, but Yeah, it's more of a hookup site.
Oh, people don't want to do that. I'm telling you. It's a bad way to go. You better know the person.
I don't know. I've never been on it.
Well, you know an awful lot about it.
Yeah, I've heard people talk about it.
The only thing I knew was there were people on it who I worked with, and I... that was enough to keep me away from it.
Yeah.
I've never done that. I can honestly say, you can look up my history of life, go back forever, and you will never find me. You will never find me on a dating site. Never.
Yeah. Well, you don't believe in dating either, so...
No, I don't. I don't believe in it. No, I believe in dating. I don't believe in...
And marriage, or...
Maybe. Depends on who it is.
I got another one.
Go ahead.
Hey, girl. On a scale of 1 to 10, you're a 9, and I'm the one you need.
That's better. It's getting better. That's closer.
Oh.
Was that from the same person?
No.
It was from a different person.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. It was from the same person.
No, it really wasn't.
Well, that's better.
Yeah.
Keep working.
Well,
you'll get there.
It's not for me, so.
We just need to jump up a little bit.
I was blind. This is mine. I mean, it's not mine. I found it online. I was blinded by your beauty. I'm going to need your name and phone number for insurance purposes.
Well, you know, there's I had like 8 topics because I only planned to do an hour earlier on with Michelle and Abby.
Yeah.
And there's only one topic left, and there's no way I'm doing this topic, and I'm not even sure why I wrote down this topic.
Oh, what is it though?
Well, I mean, I'm not doing it. I would have done it with them, but I'm not doing it here tonight. But it's an interesting topic.
That's rude.
Well, it would have fascinated me because they're a little, because they're at different stages. So it would have been interesting to see what they thought about it.
Oh.
Because one of them is married, and mm-hmm. one of them, see, I believe in marriage. I believe in that person's marriage. You can't say I don't believe in marriage.
Okay, well, you would never do it.
No, not for me. But God bless other people who want to go get married. I don't prevent anybody's marriage. I've never went and, like, thrown down and said, does anybody object? Me? No, I don't do that.
I would love to... this sounds so bad. I would love to go to a wedding and, like, watch someone object and just see, like, a whole big fight.
I don't even think it works. I mean, I really... What would the preacher do?
I don't know. I've never seen it happen.
I don't think it would happen.
I mean, like, what if someone objected and was like professed their love for someone, and then that person like had secretly be like whoever the bride or groom had secretly been in love with this person too, and so they
I'm for that. I think that'd be great. That's like a movie.
I would love to watch it in
that's
person.
A movie. But you know, I thought, now here's something interesting. This is kind of Valentine's Day-ish. I thought about getting my marrying license,
like be an ordained minister?
Yes, because here's what I think. You only have a few choices. You got like a minister, or you have like the mayor, who I think does it at City Hall. Mm-hmm. So I figure I could marry people on the radio. If you wanted me to marry you, I could do it. I could do all kinds. I think I would like to marry people, because I think the reason I don't like weddings is I'm bored.
Yeah.
But if I was doing the marrying, I think maybe I would go do it.
I got another one from a totally different person.
Go ahead.
Is your name Google? Because you've got everything I'm searching for.
That's pretty good. That's good. That's about a 7. That's current. I like that one. That's like the library card of today.
Yeah.
But no, I think I'm going to become an ordained whatever. It's not It's not a minister, but it's an ordained wedding performer. Mm-hmm. And then I'm just going to do it because
I think it's just called getting ordained.
I'm going to do it. All you have to do is online.
Yeah, my brother is.
I'm doing it because I think people would actually request me, like certain people.
Oh, we could do like a whole bit on the radio.
Well, I would love to marry people.
We could marry them on air.
Not we, me.
Yeah, but I could be the one like talking. Duh.
Talking about what?
I'll give a step.
I could do it.
I'll give a play by play.
Do you?
I'll Facebook live it.
In sickness and in health, as long as you both shall live.
I'll Facebook Live it to the station's Facebook.
See, that's another thing I have a problem with is the marriage vows. It's a suicide pact. Where does that sound romantic? Till death do you part.
I don't know. Some people write their own, though.
Oh, not death do you part. Man alive.
I think next time I want to write my own.
Really? Mm-hmm. What would you put in there?
I mean, I would have to think about it. I don't know, like right off the top of my head.
We did this today on the show, didn't we?
I can't. I don't know.
You said you
didn't listen the whole time.
You should have.
Yeah, well, I was kind of busy at work.
Good show.
So, well, yeah. But I'm doing multiple jobs right now.
We talked about marriage proposals. Vows.
Yeah.
Because one of the girls said that she did write vows, but she got too nervous to say them. What? Go ahead. Maybe this is a good one.
Hey, girl, is your dad a terrorist? Because you're the bomb. Oh, that was so funny, though.
The Google one's better.
Oh, man.
The Google one still is head and shoulders above the rest.
Oh, goodness.
See, but you could offend somebody with that one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
You don't want to pick up line that could be dangerous.
You can get arrested.
Well, no, I don't think, because you're, I mean, it's...
If you say bomb in public.
You can be arrested for that? Did you know that if you take a plate out of somebody's hands and you throw it down, that's assault?
What?
Yeah, I found that out today. If you take a plate out of somebody's hands and you throw it down, that's assault.
Would you call the cops on someone?
Yes. I would.
Oh, man.
Now that I know that.
Yeah, that's interesting. Man, you know how many people have assaulted me?
Well, you're not popular. But I cannot wait to be... I didn't say this, but today, busiest florist day, more babies conceived today, busiest wedding day, more people were married today, busiest engagement day of the year. There were a lot of things this day was.
I actually heard on a different radio station they were marrying people at Waffle House today.
Ooh, isn't that romantic?
We could go somewhere here and marry in and marry people, like a restaurant.
I would do that.
Let's do it. Get ordained.
It like takes a week or something.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't go to the Waffle House.
Here, another one. You're like a dictionary. You add meaning to my life. I think it's sweet.
No, that's not good. You add meaning to my life?
Mm-hmm.
Like your life has no meaning?
No, you just add more meaning.
What does that mean? You add meaning to my life.
You add... Like, I don't know. Look, I'm not the one saying them, man. I'm just repeating.
No, I'm trying to analyze that one. I don't understand that one. You add meaning to my life. Because a dictionary adds meaning?
No, it adds like, it's like a definition, like what the word means.
Yeah.
Do you get that?
You're like a dictionary because I don't know what you're about, so... I have to look it up.
Hey, girl. I'm new in town. Could you give me directions to your apartment?
Ooh. You could be arrested for that one.
Oh, man.
That's like a two.
I have some great, great friends or followers or whatever.
I don't know. Pickup lines are tricky because they very rarely work.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever used one.
I think the only one... I remember when I was in like 7th grade at the skating rink, this boy came up to me and he said, "Hey, can I have your number? Because I lost mine." And I said...
Is that a pickup line?
Yeah. And I said, no. I didn't get it because I was like 11 or 12.
Oh,
he said, "Can I have your number? Because I lost mine." I was like, "No."
Okay, yeah. Well, that's a weak line.
Yeah, well, I mean, we were like 12, so.
Well, but these are like kids' lines, most of them.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, some grown adults.
Well, grown adults, you know.
Yeah.
Grown adults are funny that way.
I know.
But
these are great, though.
Not really. Well, I think one. The Google one was good. I like the Google one.
Well, you're so beautiful that you made me forget my pickup line.
That's a pickup line?
That's what it says. Look, I read that one off of here. On the top 40.
You're so beautiful, you made me forget my pickup line.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just say you're so beautiful?
Hey, girl, my name's Microsoft. Can I crash at your place tonight?
Maybe.
I thought happiness starts with H, but why does mine start with U?
That's clever.
Mm-hmm.
That's better.
It's so weird when I hear myself. I know you- repeat.
Well, because we've heard a lot about your voice.
Oh no.
Not good things. I'm surprised that lady in the grocery store didn't deck you or something.
Oh, I know.
Your voice is awful.
It's not very often. It's not even very often that I go to the grocery store, especially in Marion. So, because I don't live in Marion, so I don't usually go to the grocery store here. The one time I do, never again. I'm just kidding.
See?
Yeah.
I made you popular.
Yeah.
What was that? Talk about that email you got. What was that email? Oh.
Yeah, so I got an email. This was for a podcast thing, but I'll read it on here. So, you talk about replacing me a lot with, like, another co-host. But they said, what would Scott do if he brought a co-host in to compete against you for the podcast, but the audience votes for you and the other co-host and vote him off?
Well, here is why that is, like, I read that, and this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard, because number one... Okay. What?
I think it's a brilliant idea.
No, because here's the first problem with
and
that.
And I said that. I'm pretty sure.
First of all, first of all, why would I be having a competition? Number one, that's dumb. Number two, if it's a competition between you two, why would anybody be voting for me?
They would vote you off.
No, I wouldn't even be part of the competition.
Yeah. Well, they would vote equally for both of us and say they don't want you. So, okay, so I have another pickup line.
Well, I can leave anytime you like.
Have another pickup line.
Go ahead.
Do you have a name or can I call you mine?
Fair.
Mm-hmm.
But most people wouldn't like these, depending on who they're coming from. That's the problem with a pickup line. It sounds good when it's from somebody you like, but when it's from somebody you don't like, it just sounds bad.
I've noticed, usually, before I date someone, they call me bad names.
Bad names? Like what?
Like, bad words.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they don't usually like me at first.
Oh, I can see that.
Oh.
See, I
grow on people.
You know, well, I don't know. I think I've called you more names the longer I've known you.
They call me a B word, and it's not my name.
Oh, I never thought you were that. No, I don't think I've ever called you that.
Mm-mm.
No. You never struck me as that. Other things, but
you didn't
that.
Go to high school with me.
No, but I mean, you said people you dated. Are you talking like high school dates or now?
Well, I mean, high school, but I'm
talking about like your husband. Did he call you that before you were married?
No.
Okay.
We're not married though.
But he is your husband. Well, he is your husband.
No, don't call him.
What
that.
Is he?
My ex-husband.
Ex-husband. Okay, yes. Excuse me.
Thank you.
He was your husband at one point.
Yes. For like 2.5 years.
That's a 600 and something days.
Yeah. But no, well, I mean, Tyson and I have known each other since high school. And he thought that before.
No, I didn't think you were that. What I thought you were.
Though he has never called me that. He just thought it.
Oh.
Yeah. And he never would.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
If I thought you were that, I would call you that.
I get it often. It's fine.
No, because I think you should tell people that. And that's a great word to use on somebody when they're not suspecting it. Like, if you've never said that word around somebody and you drop it.
I got called that today.
Oh, it is so much fun. Because you say that to somebody, you say, stop being a boop. And
yeah. I got called that actually right before I came here.
By who?
Oh, Caden's dad.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was funny.
Well, that's the way life goes. You can't please everybody.
Well, you know, it happens.
But, you know, there are different relationships in life. You know, some people you have a rocky relationship with, so you're bound to have words like that.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm not a name caller, though.
Yeah.
What?
I can be sometimes.
I don't really call people names. I don't.
I will say the past week, I have gotten really good because I am a fighter. If someone says something to me that I don't like, I will fight and I do not care. But I have learned to just block people. I've gotten really good at it the past week.
Ghost.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's a way to go.
Yep.
I'm for that.
So, when they don't say some very nice things, so I don't respond. I take the, you know, the higher road in that.
But it bothers you.
Actually, I laughed at that one. At the one.
I don't think, if I was going to call somebody a name, I wouldn't do it over the internet.
Yeah.
When you're going to call somebody a name, you do it in person.
Mm-hmm. Well, they'll never see me again.
No, so. But it's what I would do.
Yeah.
If I was going to call somebody a name, I would not, if I knew I wasn't going to see him again, I wouldn't send him a message.
Yeah.
I'd wait till I saw him in the grocery store.
Well, I mean, they live far away, so.
I wouldn't do the message thing.
Right. No, I get it.
I would just wait. And if I didn't see him, I wouldn't see him. But I think if you're going to call somebody a name, you do it in person. That's gutsy.
Yeah.
You know, you don't do it on the internet.
Right.
What do they call those people who do it on the internet?
Trolls.
No, they call them something.
I don't know. It's kind of like the Taylor Swift song. You say it in the street, it's a knockout. But you say it in a tweet, it's a cop-out.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Well, but most people aren't going to swing at you anymore.
I know.
Nobody wants to go to jail.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
There's not that many fights anymore. People used to fight at the drop of a hat.
Oh, I know.
Now, nah.
Well, now, like, it's just gotten worse. Like, well,
they'll
I mean,
pull a gun out and shoot you. They don't wait for fisticuffs anymore.
Yeah, we saw the cops on the way here.
But I don't think it was a fight.
No. Did not look like a fight.
People really, and I'm. It's good that people don't fight anymore because they're. You know, it's not like you got a referee there.
I mean, I think some people do, but just not.
It's rare.
I don't know.
It's rare. You used to see people coming into church all the time with their teeth knocked out,
church.
Or black eye. Yeah. Well, you got to go to the next day and get forgiven.
Oh.
Black eyes and.
What church kids. Are you going to?
No, I'm talking. I saw other people's churches.
I've never seen that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you must not be going very often.
No.
Because those people, yeah, they got to go to church the next day to get forgiven for that mess.
Oh. Well, I mean,
there'll
I
be some black
to
eyes
church.
Tonight. There'll be some black eyes tonight.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Some that are wanted, some that are not.
Well, like people will make passes tonight at people's wives. They'll get drunk.
Oh,
they'll
yeah.
do things that they shouldn't do.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Not good.
No, because especially when the husband's right there.
Oh, yeah.
That's what causes the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why you always have to look. If you're going to the bar, which is not a good idea, but if you're at the bar.
Look and see if they have a ring.
Sometimes they take the ring off.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You got to make sure they're not around. You look at them for like 10 minutes.
They're
and
called
make sure
keyboard warriors.
I've heard that, but there's like one that rhymes.
I don't know.
It's like tough guy, but it rhymes with something.
I don't know.
I don't know what that... I forget what the term is. Isn't that awful?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what... It's tough guys is the... the term, but it rhymes with something.
Yep. I have no idea.
I'm aware.
I love it, though.
What do you love?
When people, like, now it amuses me if people, like, say something to me online or something and, like, to try to hurt my feelings. I laugh and just move on. Just block them. I don't even respond anymore. I used to let it really bother me, and I would get so angry and, like,
but just what if it was somebody attack back. Whose opinion you cared about?
Like, what do you mean?
Well, like, I mean, these people are not your best friends.
No.
So if it's somebody you cared about who sent you a nasty message.
Well, if it's someone I care about that's sending me a nasty message, then obviously they don't care about me as much as I do them, because then they would not send that.
So it wouldn't bother you.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Need to reevaluate who I spend my time with, if that's the case.
Well, see, I think sometimes it's the shock. When nobody's ever said anything awful about you, and then you get an awful message from them, you're like, what in the world?
Yeah. I don't know. Things just don't shock me anymore.
you know how to hurt people, though. I mean, you really do.
Me?
No.
Oh, people in general. I was like, me in general?
No,
or like,
no, people in general.
I do, though.
I mean, they know how to hurt people.
Yeah.
I mean, they know what to say. They know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They know what buttons to push.
I mean, if they're close enough to you. Right. For the most part. Yeah.
Like, there are people who I... Like, if I care what their opinion is, if they said something derogatory, yeah, I wouldn't like that. More than somebody I didn't care about.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there are also people who I'm friends with who I don't value their opinion a whole lot. I'm friends with them, but their opinion wouldn't bother me.
I'm telling you what, I am freezing.
Really?
Yes. I think my toes have frostbite.
Really? Your toes have frostbite.
Yeah.
It is a cold night out there tonight.
It's like negative 20 million degrees.
Is it?
No.
Did you hear that on the weather on the way in?
I think it was like a low of...
20 million.
I think it was like a low of 7.
It is cold.
Oh. It's 10 degrees.
10 degrees.
What in the world?
10 degrees. 10 strong.
Oh.
Holding at 10.
That's so sad. So sad.
Oh, it's a cold night.
Yeah.
So what have we learned as we recap in the last 2.5 minutes?
We've learned that people are jerks.
Did we? I learned that I'm going to get my marriage license.
Not your marriage license, because that means you're getting married. You're getting ordained.
Maybe I'll do that, too.
Who are you going
to marry? Oh, I have some people.
Oh, okay.
That and adoption. I have to get those two things done. Quickly.
What kind of baby do you want? Or do you even want a baby? Do you want like a kid or like...
No, I think I...
Do you start, care?
Yeah, I want the full experience.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think it'd be good. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
You gotta experience everything in life.
Have fun with the teenage years, man.
Well, I think that it'll be fun because by that point, I might be senile.
Would you rather have a girl or a boy?
I don't think it matters. I would say whatever comes out.
Well, if whatever you're comes
down the chute.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to know. I want to be surprised.
Oh. Okay.
No, I wouldn't. I don't think I would have a preference.
I think if I had, like, because I have two boys. I mean, I have my oldest daughter. You know, who's not biologically mine, but I still, you know, claim her and she comes to my house and everything. But I think if I had a little girl, then if I ever had any more kids, then I wouldn't, like, I would want to be surprised, maybe. But I'm not really good at secrets and surprises.
That's good to know.
So, then maybe I wouldn't.
Put that in the book. No, but I want to be ordained because I think this would go over well.
Yeah.
Me marrying people. I'll take applications. If you want me to marry you, leave it on the station answering machine and I'll get the paperwork done and I'll come marry you.
I wonder how many people... I'm telling you, we should do it like somewhere public and marry
you. What is we? What is this we?
I'm going to Facebook Live it.
You're not like my Robin.
I'm going to Facebook Live it.
Okay. We'll see if you're invited. I hope everybody.
Friday night show.
I hope everybody has a great, great rest of your Valentine's Day. I hope everybody had a great Valentine's Day.
We won't be here next week on this.
No. So enjoy the programming here. Have a good night.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1